We've been talking about different aspects of the Holy Spirit over the last few weeks, and I've been trying to provide some clever titles. They're probably not all that clever, but trying to do something that sort of points us into a particular perspective of the Holy Spirit, in a particular perspective of that third person of the Trinity of God. And just a quick review about those, I started out with, it is He, not it. The Holy Spirit is not some thing. The Holy Spirit is God Himself. He is a person, and He is the third person of the Trinity, as I just mentioned. And He is in us. His presence, His indwelling is there. And so we had, He is in you, and He will move you. He is the one who empowers us to do His will. He's the one that provides what we need. It's not something we have to come up with our own. And last week we talked about it, that He determines the gifts that we need and use for the common good, not just for the church, but for the good of all who are around us. He's the one that gives us those gifts. And today, I want to talk about that He has principles. He authored the Word of God, the Bible. It's like a driver's manual or an instruction book for living, is one way to look at it. Even in the secular world, we hear folks say, this is the Bible on this subject or that subject, because they know that's what the Bible is about. It's the truth that we need to know. It is the instructions that we need to have. In the first chapter of 1 Peter, he says, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And our scripture for the message today are Paul's words to Timothy in the last four verses of 2 Timothy chapter 3, as we begin there at verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. There in verse 14, Paul is sharing with Timothy. He says, continue in what you've learned. Continue in what you've become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. Now, we're assuming he's speaking of Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. They were mentioned earlier in chapter 1 as part of Paul's greetings to Timothy. But he's talking about something that really a framework for Timothy to stay inside of. You've been given this. Stay right there. Continue in what you've learned. Continue what you've become convinced of. And we do that in various ways in our lives. Our highway system, you know, we have maps and there's lines on the road to keep us, hopefully keep us where we're supposed to be. There's signs to tell us what to do. There's guardrails to keep us from going over cliffs. There's other markings. It's a framework of information and markings and physical things that make up the highway system. And there's a lot more we go in on that, but that's not our subject today. But I wanted to give you an idea that you use a framework even today if you're out on the highway and drive. I've been having to start learning about cybersecurity, and there's a thing called NIST Cybersecurity Framework at work. And the National Institute of Standards and Technology is what NIST stands for. But there's multiple functions that I'm going to have to learn and see how we're doing as a company in those different areas. They don't give us all the answers, but they give us a framework that we're supposed to be able to tighten up our cybersecurity at work. And even in our spiritual walk, we need a framework. We need a life mission plan. There was several years ago, I was involved in a seminar training type session, and one of the things they have us work through is coming up with a life mission. And I put one together through that whole exercise, as we all had to do with that particular class. And the one I came up with, I've tweaked a little bit since then. And I used to look at it every single day. Now it's just sort of, I think it's just present in my mind that it's there. But I wanted to share it with you today. So maybe you have an idea of where I've come from. Maybe you've already figured out where I come from, but this is way the kind of framework that I put around my life's mission plan. And it's just a simple one. My life mission is to enhance the lives of those around me and my family, business, church, and community, using the principles in the Bible and allowing God's Spirit to guide my thoughts and words each day. It is the Bible that provides the framework of principles that you and I need to live. And the Holy Spirit is more than capable of guiding us, since He is God and He is the one that wrote them. It fits in the framework of my relationships and my daily activities. Like Paul's words to Timothy, He helps me to stay on course and correct when necessary. In verse 15, we learn that salvation comes through Jesus, and we are wise to understand that. Scripture points us to the gospel of Jesus. The Holy Spirit points us to the good news of the gospel. And like Timothy, I heard from infancy words from the scripture, and it looks like, according to Paul, if I'm reading this correctly, I was wise, even at 7 years old, to accept Jesus into my heart and into my life. We see in verse 16 that Scripture is given life and breathed life by God Himself. The Holy Spirit makes Scripture useful for us. It is therefore teaching what we need to know. It's therefore rebuking when we do get off course, when we are doing what we ought not be doing. The Holy Spirit can use Scripture and bring it to our minds, or even bring it off the page and rebuke us. Sometimes we need those minor course corrections, and we find the Holy Spirit using Scripture to correct our path. And maybe it's just a nudge that we need. And sometimes we just need to know something that's come into our lives and what does God's Word say about it? And we find ourselves being trained by the Holy Spirit through the use of God's Word. And all of this is so that we can learn about righteousness. We can learn about being in the right position with God and find ourselves in His will and in His plan for our life. In verse 17, sort of ask the question, are we thoroughly equipped? And how are we thoroughly equipped? The how is easy, by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that thoroughly equips us. His person, the third person of the Trinity, is just like Jesus the Son, just like God the Father, because He is God. His indwelling takes residence in our heart and in our life. His empowerment is there to move us along in our life, to give us the power that we need to be His witnesses. We don't have to struggle and try to figure it out on our own. He's the one that can empower us. And He gives us gifts that He determines so that the common good can be achieved. And His principles throughout Scripture and His activity in our lives prepares and equips the servant of God for every good work. Today is my 60th birthday. And I've already received some humorous cards, and quite a few of them talking about me being old. But as I reflect on numbers today, I realize that as I stand here today, that I've been alive for 3/4 of my parents' life. 1/4 of my life is spent with all of you at Sparta, my church family. 1/2 of my life's been with Sherry. Although, and some of you know this, but we actually knew each other in high school. We double dated in high school, just not with each other. Spent 2/3 of my life as a father. 1/4 of my life as a grandfather. I recall our oldest grandson crawling up in my lap and whispering up in my ear and saying, "Can I go home with you?" I said, "Well, you have to ask your parents." And I think 99% of the time they said, "Yes, take him with you." And we had a wonderful time and continue to have wonderful times. But now I'm looking at a time here in the next year that he can say, "Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm going to drive over to Grandpa's." A lot of time has gone by. Even as I look at my Monday through Friday activities, I've spent 1/6 of my life at the same company. This summer, one branch of my family tree is celebrating the 100th anniversary of my great grandparents, the Wicklines. My grandma was the first child of 11. My mom, first grandchild. I'm the first great-grandchild. Our oldest son is the first great-great. And we believe, as my mom and I were discussing last weekend, we believe that my grandson is the first great-great-great-grandchild over this 100-year span of Wicklines. Now, you can start doing the math. We're not sure if we can have a reunion. It's been a few years since I've been to one, but they have a Facebook page, and they're waiting for Illinois to lift the number up on how many you can gather in one place, because if everybody in that Wickline family that my great-grandma and grandpa started, if they all showed up, we would be over the numbers currently that Illinois allows for a gathering. And that's just one branch of my family tree. But when God sent Jesus, he wasn't just thinking of the Wickline clan from 1920 to 2020. He was thinking of the whole world. And while he was thinking of the whole world, he was individually thinking about each of us. How do I know that? Because of a little word in John 3:16. Whoever. In the King James, it's whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes, whoever, whosoever, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, I'm a Bertram. I'm a Leek. I'm a Wickline. And there's a couple other paths I can go up a different way as well. But more importantly, I'm a whoever. He was thinking of me, and he was thinking of you. And when I think of being a whoever, I just want to sing, "How great thou art. It is well. Amazing grace, blessed assurance," and the list goes on the songs that I just want to sing in praise for Jesus coming to die for me and to die for you. God's written word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. He is God. And these principles that he lays out for us is our framework for living, not just for today, but for all our days yet to come. And not just for a couple hours, or 15 minutes here or there. It's a framework for living all the day long.